Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the Live Issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Hello, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck, and joining me on this episode is a very good friend of ours. She's been on many past episodes from 42's Anime Reviews, Miss 42 Believer.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
Of course, it's always amazing to have you on my show. It's always great to be chatting about anime and other things in the geek realm with you.
Right back at you, man.
So on this week's episode, we are going to be talking about a certain anime that I know 42 Believer has been super excited about.
You have no idea! Oh my god!
Plus, we may have a couple of other things that we're going to be talking about, but first of all, I figured, hey, let's jump into this week's playlist, and then we can jump into this certain anime series that 42 Believer is so happy is finally airing. That perverted laughter was her, by the way.
It was me. I own up to it. I'm a terrible person.
So, anyways, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. So let me ask you, 42 Believer, have you ever heard the Japanese theme to the original X-Men cartoon?
I have not.
So I'm going to be playing that right now. It's from a band called Ambiance, and they weren't around for too long, just for like a couple of releases. But they became famous on the internet because of this theme song, because it wound up being a million times better than the American theme song, which is, I found to be almost impossible because the original American version is pretty badass as well. So this comes from the accompanying soundtrack to the Japanese airing of X-Men, which so the album's called X-Men Soundtrack, and the song is called Rising.
Rising!
Shock! 嘘で固めた
Skull Betty with Secret Word from 2009's Scramble album. This would be their final release before disbanding a year later. Are you much of a ska fan, 42 Believer?
You know, I hear people talk about it a lot, and the thing is with me and music genres is that I just kind of listen to what comes on, and I don't go to seek things out.
Really?
Yeah, I just, because I don't know, I grew up on the oldies and the Beatles, and my parents never gave me any context for the music, so I just listen to what other people listen to, and if it sounds good, then I like it.
Okay, all right. We'll have to fix that someday, then.
I knew you would say that. I knew once I revealed my shameful past, you would say something about it.
You know me. I'm that J-pop-aholic, so I need to force-feed this to all other people, as evident by this podcast show.
Shove it down their throats!
So anyways, this anime that 42 Believer is so excited about, Gangsta!
Gangsta is finally here! I'm so excited! Oh my god! You should all go watch Gangsta right now, because we're going to be doing a little bit of spoiling of at least the first two episodes. The third episode is now out, but neither of us has seen it yet.
No, not yet. I'm still waiting for it to pop up on Hulu, and she hadn't shown up on... Well, it has shown up on Funimation, but...
I've just been busy, so...
So, if I could get the premise of the show right. It's about two handymen by the name of Warwick and Nicholas, and they kind of are like they're like the odd jobs type of guys. They do the jobs that neither the police or even the big time mafia people want to do.
Correct.
And this one character, Nicholas, is known as a Twilight, and I know that word might scare some people away, by the way. I can totally understand, but it's not that Twilight. He does not sparkle when he walks out into the sun. Rather, he becomes quite the badass.
He does not sparkle.
No, Nick does not sparkle. But he is a Twilight, which is someone with superhuman powers via... I don't know if it was quite revealed yet in the show, but like special drugs or something like that.
Yeah, and this isn't really spoiling too much. If it was spoiling too much and it was so critical to the plot that it would, like, make it not worth it, then I wouldn't say this. But in the manga, it's what happened is in the past there was, like, a huge kind of war thing. That's really generalizing it. But what they did is they developed a drug to give people, you know, supernatural powers to help fight. And these are the descendants of those people. They still have the drug in their system and still have some of the strength left.
Okay. So, like, is it, like, sort of like a thing that they can unlock, or is this the strength that's just always there?
It really depends on the Twilight, and they also call them, like, the tagged or whatever, monsters, whatever, freaks. But, there's two different types of the drug. There's an upper and there's a downer. And, you know, I forget which is which, but one helps you boost the drug's effects and like the effects on your body, so then you get stronger. But that also puts a strain on your body, so you need downer to counter it. That's why you saw in the second episode he, like, eats the whole bottle.
Yes.
Because he was going to go fight. Because he's an idiot. So that's what they do with... That's the whole mechanics of the drug.
Right. And then there's this other one character in the show that gets added on at the end of the first episode. Alex. She's a prostitute that gets saved by Warwick and Nicholas.
Yeah, and she's like... the best. I fucking love Alex. I love all of them. They're like, it's so weird because I always think about shipping because I'm a fangirl. And like, they're like my OT3. Like, I ship them all with each other. Like, I can't, like, they're like, they have to stay together. They have to remain a trio.
Okay.
Sorry if that's weird, but.
No. I've been. I want to say that I know quite a few people who have had relationships quite like that in the past, but sometimes you are taken aback when some people will take a shipping sort of thing and apply it to something that shouldn't really be shipped, but they still do. Like the idiots who, like, ship Sebastian and Ciel. and for Black Butler.
CL's like 12. He's a child. That's so gross.
Yeah, if you say that to J. Michael Tatum in person, he kind of shrieks in horror. It's like, why would you think of stuff like that?
Yeah, that's he always goes like, no. Sebastian and Grell, now that's where it is. That's his like counter towards like, because he gets all of those fangirls like, oh my god, yes.
Oh god, yes.
And then there he is, the gay man that he is, going, no. That's not how it works.
I know we're getting off topic, but I just want to say this. Yeah. If you ever find your way into Boston in October, you got to come with me to another anime convention where you see J. Michael Tatum do his 18-plus panel.
It will happen sometime. Sometime, hopefully.
Okay.
But the thing is, with Alex, Warwick, and Nick, and of course only two episodes have passed, so you haven't really seen any of it yet, but all of them develop such a strong relationship with one another, and it's just based on like trust and friendship, and like Warwick and Nick have like a huge long history together, and it makes your heart just like break into a million pieces.
So it kind of has this sort of maybe a little bit of a similar vibe to another show that Manglobe did in the past, Samurai Champloo, where you had Mugen, Jin, and Fu.
Yeah. I would say it's all. That's interesting that you mentioned that, because a comparison that I've made is that Gangsta is also a lot like Black Lagoon. So think of like Gangsta as a cross between Black Lagoon and Samurai Champloo. Ooh. Doesn't that sound awesome?
It does sound awesome. And let me tell you something. These first two episodes have been amazing. Did you get the text that I was sending you while I was watching the first episode?
I did. I didn't respond because I was in class, but yeah.
I know. It was like, wow, there's a lot of fucking in this one.
And then, oh shit! Yeah, there is, but then they tone it down.
Yeah, they tone it down. So for people who are watching it and being like, is this going to be like an FX show where people are going to have sex every 10 minutes? No, just the first episode.
Just the first episode. I mean, well, not really the first episode because, well, I mean, in the manga, but I don't know how far they're going in the manga. And then Warwick, you know, he's a gigolo, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. He's a gigolo. It's not really that big a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
But that's his, like, other job.
Oh, fun. Okay. Because here's the thing. Because I was reading online, and it seems like there's only going to be 12 episodes. Well,
yeah. That's the thing, is that I don't know when they're cutting it off. But that's why, remember in the second episode, Nina's like, oh, my God, Warwick, I thought she was one of your, and, like, gets all flustered. That's why.
Okay.
Because she knows what his job is.
Oh, okay.
And so she's like, I'm sorry, I interrupted you in your job. And she's like the adorable, like, child. And she's like, there's a hot woman here and Warwick's half naked. Oh my god, I just interrupted him. I am terrible. And then leaves.
I just automatically assumed it was like, oops, oh, I just interrupted him during just casual sex. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, no, because he's a gigolo.
Okay. So let me say this about Gangsta. I feel like this is one of the most gorgeous anime series I've seen this year. Just the detail in the buildings, the characters. I mean, it's just honestly one of Manglobe's best looking shows.
I really like it, and I've heard some people saying that they haven't liked it. And I understand where they're coming from. But I think that it does a really good job of, because the manga, Gangsta is Kosuke's, who's the mangaka, that's her first manga. So I understand that things may not look as pretty as people might want them to, but that's because in the art and the manga, she's not like, you know, she didn't have, this is her first one, so
right.
Nothing's gonna be perfect, and things are gonna look a little, maybe, worn down and not so detailed.
Well, the beautiful thing about animation is they can clean up some of that stuff, so
yeah.
It can even look better in the anime than it can in the manga.
Yeah. The one thing I will say about it, though, is that some of the scenes, they've kind of paced it differently than they did in the manga, and I don't like that, because there's the scene in the second episode, or is it the first? No, it's the first, I think, where Alex sees... No, it's the second episode. Never mind. Alex sees Nick being all badass for the first time, like flying through the air, it is way more impactful in the manga.
Because I know they bring up the whole thing of, you've probably seen a lot of this stuff with your former line of work, but then she's like, I still don't get used to it.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. There are some aspects that I don't like, but I think it is a really, Mangold is doing a really good job with it. They really are.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this, because I'm just curious about the show's setting. Is it America? Because I was reading somewhere that because the currency looks very American, that people are writing, that the characters are writing everything out in English, not in Japanese, that it is taking place someplace in the U.S.
Kosuke, this really isn't the U.S. because I don't think it's our universe. Think of it as like Fullmetal Alchemist rules, like the universe, like the world is similar to ours, but it's also different to ours. You know what I mean?
Right.
So all of the same laws of like physics really apply, same except for like Fullmetal Alchemist, they can use alchemy, and then here in Gangsta they have the Twilights.
Okay.
But it's not in America. It's not anywhere on our world.
Kind of like with Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, where everything there is written either in English or in elfin language. It's more of an alternate universe where things are, they seem American, but they aren't.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
You know what? I want to mention this real quick. Someone... And you can cut this out, Evan, just saying, if you feel like it doesn't work. But someone on my YouTube channel commented on my Gangsta video, and they said, the anime is racist because the black girl is the prostitute. And I was like...
It's not racist. It's like, just coincidental.
Like, I don't even understand. And then I responded to that going, you're wrong? But I did it a lot more eloquently and nicer than that. And they're like, no, it is because she's a prostitute and then the white guy is her pimp. And I'm like...
No, he's not!
What? What are you talking about?
Look, the point is they saved her from the prostitution and now she works as their assistant.
Yeah, and then, like, the whole thing, like, yeah, she may have worked as part of his gang, not really because she had nowhere else to go. And she said that. It's only because she had nowhere else to go. And what does she do in the first episode after they kill him? She takes the gun and just pumps his corpse full of bullets.
Like, yes.
What more could you want? Like, I don't understand. And then I got worried. So I went to... I did the whitest thing possible, and I contacted one of my black friends. Oh. And I was like, tell me, am I wrong? Because I don't know. And they're like, well, what did the person say? And I said exactly what they said. I said, this person said it was racist because the black girl is the prostitute. And their response was just, so? It was so beautiful. And I'm like, that's exactly what I said. And it was just like...
You know what it is? This person was just trying to make a flame war happen. And what happened to that? That flame just got cindered. Or
extinguished.
Extinguished.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seriously. Gangsta is so good. What are you trying to do bringing that bullshit in? Oh.
Ugh.
It's annoying, but
it is annoying.
I do love Gangsta, and I think that it's really cool because not only, you know, it's really, because it is implied that, you know, the races are pretty similar to America's races. Alex is both Chinese and black, and Nick is Chinese and white, and then Warwick is just white.
Yeah.
So it's got a nice kind of racial diversity going on, and then also Nick is deaf. He's like the most powerful, one of the most powerful characters in the series, and he's like deaf. And that's...
Can I say this? I actually thought that the voice actor was of the hearing impaired when he was starting to speak, because he actually did sound like someone who can't hear.
Yeah, and he did a really good job. I was like, Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. You're doing such justice to this manga, and it makes me happy.
Because in the first episode, they say, hey, just to let you know, there's some areas where it's going to be subtitles. And initially, I first thought, oh, so is this going to be like multi-language and such? But then when he started speaking, it's like, oh, that's why they're doing it that way.
Well, and not only that, but whenever he does sign language, they did that in the second episode, they also put subtitles in.
Yeah, that as well.
So it's, and the sign language, there was someone who said, I don't know what kind of sign language this is, but I don't think it's American sign language.
No, it's Japanese sign language.
Yeah, okay, there, because I was like, I didn't know that. I was like, I don't know where it's from, but if she created her own, the mangaka created her own sign language for this manga, then good on her, because wow.
Because here's the thing, every country has its own form of sign language. If you thought you could go learn sign language and think that was a universal language, you're wrong.
This sucks to be you.
You gotta learn a lot more hand gestures. A lot more hand gestures.
Sucks to be you.
Well, I wouldn't say it sucks to be you. I mean, it's more of, it's not the easy way out.
Oh, well, that's true.
Right.
Even if you want to, like, even if you're not hearing impaired and you want to learn sign language just so you can, you know, communicate with people who are in their own language, you can't do that with foreign people.
Right.
makes it harder. But there is so much about Gangsta that it just has so far to go, and I want to see it. And they had some of my favorite characters in the opening. You know, that little girl with like the bodyguards. She's one of the mafia heads. Oh, I love her
girl.
So much.
A little girl. You know, that kind of reminds me of on Heat Guy J, where there was like that little teenage boy who was the head of the whole mafia ring.
Yeah, it is. Oh my god, I love her so much. I'm kind of shocked that they're only doing 12 episodes, because the manga does not have a good stopping point. Like, it only gets more complicated as it goes on. There is no good one place to go, okay, and now we can end the show without it, you know, being too, you know, cliffhangery, or having it still make sense and have a good, like, finality about the conclusion.
Maybe cross our fingers that it leads to Gangsta Season 2. Because here's the thing, a lot of these anime series have been trying to do that whole sort of conclusion thing after 12 or 13 episodes. But back in the day, where, like, back in like the mid-2000s, they would do like 12 episodes and they would end on like a cliffhanger, and that cliffhanger would never, ever be resolved.
Yeah. I'm not worried, but I'm gonna keep my ears to the ground, and like, cause I don't know. I just don't know where what they're gonna do with it. Because I don't know. There's no good way to wrap it up, no matter where you are in the manga.
Unless they kill everybody off at the 12th episode. just 24 minutes of just blood and gore from start to finish. It'd be like, have you seen the movie Kingsman?
No.
Alright, so there's a scene that in Kingsman that takes place in the church where the main guy just takes out everybody in there. Mm-hmm. If they could do that in anime form, Gangsta might be the best place to do it.
But like, they still, like, the manga is really, it's like got like 36, 40 something chapters. Like, and it's, if I am hopeful that the anime is going to make the manga more popular, and if it does, then it's going to need a second season, and they can't end the 12th episode with Nick going in and killing everyone.
Right. Let me think, because let me ask, because you have been reading the manga, of course. How has the pacing been compared to the anime?
You know, it's been pretty consistent, like, you know, first chapter is the first episode type deal. Like, second chapter is the second type deal. So I think that they're going to continue with that pace because it goes really fast in the manga. Like it picks up and you might get a little confused the first time through. So I hope that they don't speed it up in the anime, and I hope they keep this consistent, like, not just, they don't have to keep it one chapter, one episode, but I hope they can pace it out so it feels the same, if you know what I mean.
No, I totally mean, because I don't want, because if you stretch it out too much, then it gets really watered down.
Yeah. And hopefully they won't do that either. I mean, the characters that they've shown, they've shown a few characters in the opening, and then they also have released the character designs for characters that appear far enough later in the manga that I feel a little bit, I know where they're headed and how long it's probably going to take to get there, but so hopefully they're able to manage that.
Okay, very cool. So for our listeners, if you guys want to check out Gangster, there are two places you can watch it legally here in America. You can watch it either on Funimation or you can watch it on Hulu. And I give it a big thumbs up. You should definitely watch it.
Absolutely. I also give it a big thumbs up. I give it a big thumbs up and, like, toes up and, I don't know, give it everything up. Just go fucking watch it. Make it popular.
Well, they are doing the simulcast dub pretty soon. They're going to be starting doing that, so hopefully that might help with not only more people watching it, but also probably getting a TV deal like on Adult Swim or something. I think Gangsta would fit perfectly in Toonami, following something like Michiko e Hachin.
Yeah, I want it to do that, but the thing is that Funimation has lost a lot of my respect recently with their dubbing, because I heard Free Eternal Summer dub and I wanted to shoot myself in the face because it was so bad. So Funimation will have to really pull out the big guns if they want to really impress me. Because
I'm curious about the Free Eternal Summer dub. And tell you what, why don't we talk a little bit about this, because I know that you are the big fangirl of that on our next segment, okay?
Sounds awesome.
All right. So, you know what? We've been talking gangster stuff. I think maybe I could fit a little bit of gangster rap with some Wu-Tang Clan. But, you know, I'm also in the mood for some System of a Down. Fortunately, both bands got together to record one of the Wu track classics that can be found on System of a Down's Lonely Day EP. It's called Shame. And I can't say the rest of the title because I might get beaten up.
I'm sorry, that was too funny.
Size of a black hole, shoot planets, don't get frantic, throw your hands up in the air, don't panic, supreme arm, leg, arm, head, Wu-Tang Clan, is tight as long dread.
Couldn't be bitter with a pair of bifocals. I'm no joker, play me as a joker. Wow. Be young, you like a house on fire, smoking. Who's be acting like they're gangs anyway? You like four years, come out and play. Hey. Burn me, I get into shit, I let it out like diarrhea. Got burned once, but that was only gonorrhea. Dirty, I keep shit stinks in my drawer so I can get fuzzy funky for ya. Murder, taste the flame of the Wu-Tang. Wow. Here comes the tiger with crane. Ow, be like wild with my style. Tongue, you play me drunk, you get dumb. Ooh, it's coming through, and it's either near you.
Fuck his ass.
Nakamura with Kagame o Kagame from her Plus One album. She is due to release a new single sometime this year, so better keep those peepers peeled from when that's about to drop. So, before jumping into Free Eternal Summer dub, I just want to let my listeners know that I have not watched Free Eternal Summer because I have zero interest in watching a show that's kind of sort of about this stuff. But I know 42 Believer is such a huge fan of it. And I've heard some things about this dub that I'm curious about, because we've got some really talented voice actors that have been dubbing it. You got Todd Haberkorn, Johnny Youngbush, Greg Ayers, J. Michael Tatum, Keelan Glass, Jamie Marchi, and so many other people too.
Yeah. Yeah, just because you have an all-star cast doesn't mean it's good. so many. It's weird because I am angry. I knew I was going to be angry at the people they casted. The people I was angry about, I am angry about. The people who I wasn't really angry about, I am not angry with them. I was right. Pretty much every prediction I had in my head for how it was going to sound came true. And okay. It sounds terrible.
Because it's weird, because I love a lot of these, because these voice actors have been, in my opinion, they always bring their A-game when they're behind the mic. So to hear that Free Eternal Summer, they didn't do so good on that, it really shocks me.
Well, the thing is you gotta think about it this way. No matter how good an actor is, if you cast him in a role that he's not meant for, it's not gonna sound right. It's just miscasting. I'm not saying that these are bad actors. I'm just saying that they're all fucking miscast.
Okay, so give me a really good example of this. Like why? Let's say, why is Vic Mignogna miscast as Rin?
Vic Mignogna. Okay, I will get to Vic Mignogna in a minute, but the best way I can just demonstrate how it's miscast is through Todd Haberkorn. So I really want to start with that. The thing is, right?
You're about to break my heart because I love Todd Haberkorn's work. He is my Sergeant Frog. He's my Natsu from Fairy Tail. But go ahead.
Okay. So the thing is that my main problem with how they cast these characters is that none of their voices fit the character's personality. I don't care about like how high pitched their voices or how low pitched their voice is. I'm talking about the energy behind their voice. So,
which is weird because a lot of these actors are very energetic in their voices, especially someone like Johnny Youngbush.
But that's the problem, especially with a character that the character Todd Haberkorn is playing. He's playing Haru, the main character, one with the dark hair. Mm-hmm. Haru is stoic, reserved, and monotone.
Okay, I can kind of guess where this is going, because none of those match anything else that Todd has played in the past.
That's what I'm saying! So when I first heard the casting as Todd Haberkorn, I went, because I'm not saying he's a terrible actor. He's a great actor. He does really high energy roles, and he does them really well. But even if he's acting monotone or trying to be monotone, it doesn't go through. He is naturally a very bright-voiced person. And Haru's personality is the opposite of that. Like,
you know, reading these characters, I feel like perhaps if Todd and Johnny had switch roles, it may have been better.
Well, the thing is that, like, the people I... The
reason why I say that...
The
reason why I say that is because Johnny can play reserved pretty well. He has played reserved characters in the past.
Well, the thing is that the characters I was most upset about as far as the casting was Haru and Rin. Those are the two main. It's Todd Haberkorn and Vic Mignogna. Mm-hmm. I wasn't unhappy with Johnny Youngbush as Makoto. Because I thought, well, I mean, you know, he could probably do it. He could probably pull it off. And after hearing the dub, he does. He actually does a really, really good job as Makoto.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think of all of the people cast in the show, he is cast the best.
Oh, all right.
So I just don't think that there is a place for Todd Haverkorn in this show. I just don't think it. I don't think it exists. And it really pains me to say this, but I really feel like Funimation saw this show, saw how popular the first season was among the females in the world, and went, oh, this is popular with girls. Let's license the second season, cast people who were in Auron, or not even Auron, but just cast actors who we know are really popular with our female fans, and make that the dub. That is, I feel 100% what happened here. And that really depresses me. It really depresses me.
So they're trying to recapture the glory of Auron in this dub, is what you're
trying to
say.
That's what I feel. Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like they're trying to get that you know, funny, laid-back atmosphere of Auron with the kooky characters and, you know, the... just trying to capture that again. And it didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, let me ask, because as I mentioned, I've never watched Free before. Not my sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is there a level of kookiness to Free?
There is a level of kookiness in certain characters. So one of the characters who I called it way... as soon as Funimation said they were dubbing the show, I called this and I was fucking right. I said... you know who's going to be Ray? He's the one with the glasses. You know who's going to be Ray? J. Michael fucking Tatum is going to be Ray. And guess what happened? J. Michael Tatum was fucking Ray. I called it. He is probably the kookiest personality of all of them because he's really over the top and dramatic.
And Tatum's good at that.
And Tatum can do that. Yeah, yeah, Tatum's good at that. So he's pretty well cast as well. So there is an element to that. And I think, but the thing is that there's more of an element of kookiness in the first season. The second season, they tone it down a lot. They're trying to go a little bit more serious, which I liked. I think they did it pretty well. So trying to do the fun, you know, we're funny and we have funny jokes and we're entertaining kind of thing that Auron had with all of those actors who were super popular among the female fans. Trying to do that with Free, the second season, didn't work. It just didn't work. And especially Rin.
I'm sorry to hear that, because I know this show is an absolute favorite of yours.
It is, and just God.
By the way, it sounds like you're doing something different right there.
Oh, when
you're
going shut up.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
You're terrible.
I'm sorry. I
no,
couldn't
we're
resist.
Friends. We're friends. It's fine. But if you say stuff like that, I'm allowed to go, you asshole. Right?
No, no. You are allowed. You are totally allowed to do that to me.
But the thing is, with Rin, they have Vic Mignogna as Rin. And it's really funny because as they're doing these cast announcements on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. I called J. Michael Tatum as Ray, and then when they announced it as Ray, I replied to the tweet and like, fucking called it! Up yours! I was right! And then they announced a couple other actors, and then they announced Todd Haverkorn as Haru. And one of my friends named Ebby, shout out to Ebby or Bizarre Jelly 5, you should all go subscribe to her. She's really nice and awesome. Yeah. She's also a really big fan of Free, and Haru is her favorite character. So when she heard Todd Haverkorn was being Haru, she was just like, no! Oh, how could you do this to me? And so we're all joking amongst ourselves. And then another person I follow on Twitter named Megu, who is also really awesome. You should subscribe to her. Megu Rune, that's her channel. Her favorite character is Rin. And when Haru was announced, we made the joke, oh, wouldn't it suck if Vic Mignogna was Rin? And that's exactly what happened. Because it was so laughable to us. It was so laughable to us that we joked, oh, yeah, what if Vic Mignogna was Rin? Ha 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 ha. Little did we know. Because that's just... There's just no way. Listening to him be Rin is grating to my ears. Absolutely grating.
Let's straight to, because I'm a fan of Vic's as well. We've met Vic before. He's a great He's a great guy, great voice actor. It's just another situation where he was miscast.
Miscast. And it's also like, and I do love Vic Mignogna. I do think he's great and he is very nice. But the thing is that he also doesn't exactly have the largest range.
No, that is something that we can all agree upon.
So it's also he doesn't fit the character, and also he sounds the same as he fucking did in every other dub. He sounds like Tanaki. Like, why? No, I am done with this. I don't like. Please, no. Someone save it.
He sounds like Tom McKee, which sounds like Edward Elric, which sounds like that character he played on Air Gear, and so on and so on and so on.
Literally. So that's extremely frustrating to see. I know they cast Todd and Vic and also Tatum in this show because they're really popular among the female fans. Mm-hmm. And you know, given Tatum does fit in the show and he is well cast.
Yep.
So I can forgive that because it works. But freaking Todd and Vic? No, I can't do it. I can't.
Alright, can I ask you, what about Greg Ayers as Nagisa? How is he okay?
He's okay. I would say that I personally would have preferred someone else because I am so done with hearing Greg Ayers play Little Shota Boys, but it works, so I can't really complain.
Because, again, it's a situation where he kind of has that sort of voice.
He does. He has that voice where it's very distinct and it's the same in a lot of his shows. But I think his is less because he plays less main characters. It's not as bad. I'm not saying that he doesn't play main characters, but a lot of times he is like the secondary. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why I feel like he works a little bit more. Another character I think they miscast was Ian Sinclair as Sosuke.
Space Dandy?
Yeah, Space Dandy guy.
Yeah.
Sosuke is a very, very serious character. In one of his first interactions with Haru, he backs him up against the wall, basically, and tells him to stay away from Rin. This is like...
Okay, now I'm seeing where this ship is going.
That's too. The ships go everywhere with Free. But it's just like he's a very serious character. He's not like mean. He just is he's so serious, he cares so much. So, you know, if you touch something that he cares about, he's gonna get up in your grill. Ian Sinclair it's just his personality and the way his voice sounds. It doesn't fit the personality of Sosuke. And it just, it kills me. It kills me. The girls are fine, mostly because the girls barely speak, so...
Right.
Even if they were bad, it's not like it lasts long.
Because you know what? There's a few years ago, there was another swimming anime that I was a big fan of, and I loved it then. But, you know, it's maybe double standard sort of thing because it focused more on a girl's swimming thing, so that's why I kind of watched it more. And it's called Kenko Zenraki Suibu Umisho, or just Umisho.
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of that.
And this show, I'm actually still surprised, has not been licensed because it's really funny. And I felt like it was a swimming anime that I personally thought was done right because, all right, it was a little fan servicey, but they had fan service for both guys and there was a couple of fan servicey parts for girls as well. So it played to both sides.
Yeah.
So, but I reckon that Free is the type of show that plays to one side and one side only.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not gonna lie. The girls really don't appear in swimsuits, like, ever. Even when they have a beach episode, the girls don't get in swimsuits. So, but that's season one. But yeah, just they pretty much messed the major characters in this dub up. Like if Haru wasn't a main character, I probably wouldn't be as bothered about it, but he's the main fucking character.
Right, right.
And Rin is, like, the other main fucking character. So you mess up the two mains and then have a supporting cast that's all right, and it's not a good fit. It just doesn't work. Not only that, but they also have switched a lot of things up in the dub script, which is weird because Tatum's doing the dub script, and I don't like the dub script. So that's just awkward because Tatum usually does a pretty good job.
Yeah, he usually does a good job.
But the thing is that they've inserted the words dude and man every few seconds to try and make the show seem less homo. And it's laughable.
Which is, again, weird for Tatum to do because, you know.
Yeah, he's usually good at his stuff. I'm guessing that someone higher up told him to do that.
I was like, all right, we need to fill up a couple of syllables here, so just put a couple of yeah dudes and you go bros into each of the sentences. Does that sound good, Mr. Tatum?
I'm thinking it was more of, this show is really gay. Let's try and hetero it up. there's that, and then they also pronounce things really, really weirdly, like, Rin's name is Reen, and they it's Reen, and I'm like, oh, don't say it like that. And one of the swimming academies is Samezuka, and they do like some other pronunciation that I don't even remember, but it sounds
Samezuka.
Samezuka, yeah, that. I'm like, what? What? What are you doing?
I know it kind of sounds like we're a couple of weeaboos, but I'm sorry, but when you have a name, you need to pronounce it properly.
Yeah. If my only problems were the show, like if they did the cast correctly and that was the only thing bad about the show, I would be fine. I wouldn't sweat it. But because the cast is terrible and because they're doing all of those things wrong, it makes all the other problems seem even worse.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that for you, Already to Believer, and for all of our other listeners who may be fans of Free. So this dub, it just doesn't sound like it's going to live up to the expectations that you guys were hoping for. Rather, you girls were hoping for.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe a few of the guys out there who may be into this.
Maybe a few. There is a hope among us fans that Crunchyroll will never give Funimation the license for season one.
Well, no,
season
no, no.
One will never get a dub.
Well, that's why Discotech Media has it.
Exactly. So we're hoping that it stays that way.
I don't know. There could be a deal. There could be a deal that happens.
I hope not, because, goddamn, they already messed up enough. I really don't need to see them mess up more. Sorry, that was so negative. I was like,
no, it's fine. I want you to. No, it's good to have some negativity once in a while on a show, because if we're always positive, it makes it seem like we're living in a world where everything is puppies and rainbows and unicorns, which is not the case.
It is true. It was so bad.
Okay. 42 Believer, thank you so much for joining me here on No Borders, No Race this week. So, for our listeners, I know you've talked about it in the past, but just in case, if we got some new ones here, please tell them where they can find your stuff.
Well, you should follow me on Twitter at 42Believer, because I post lots of funny stuff. You should follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/42AnimeReviews, where I post more other stuff. I'm on Tumblr at 42believer.tumblr.com, and that's just basically an amalgam of anime, Lolita, and cats. So that's kind of awesome if you're into those kind of things. And of course, you can find me on YouTube. I am 42Believer there. And you should totally subscribe to me, and you should, if you feel extra generous, donate to my Patreon campaign. I am 42 Believer on Patreon as well. Also, some of the anime we talked about, well, no, I don't think really any of the anime we talked about, because we only talked about Gangsta, and that's on Funimation. But if you want to watch other anime...
No, we talked about Free, which is Free. On Crunchyroll.
Free is on Crunchyroll. So if you want to watch Free in full HD with no commercials, which is how it was meant to be...
In the Japanese.
In the Japanese. go to crunchyroll.com/42believer and you will get a free Fortnite of premium membership. And that's all I got.
Excellent. So for our listeners, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and on Anime Amino at King Baby Duck ESH. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Ash. For all other articles in the gaming geek realm, go to EGMNow.com/Electric Sisterhood. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, Issues Program, and Structure Network. 42 Believer, thank you so much for being on the show, because it's been a while since you've been on. And I know
it's been a while, and I love coming on. You can have me on anytime you like.
And that's what I was about to offer to you as well. So please do never be a stranger on this show.
You know it, man.
So we are going to end things with some special thanks, who just released the very happy-go-lucky album, Misa. From that record is Feel Your Life. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
And 42 Believer.
Reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
Sure helps.
I know, you haven't been on for a while, so maybe you forgot.
Yeah, I totally blanked. I'm like, I know he has a thing, and damn it, I forgot the thing. Damn it!